The question today is, when and where was Lot saved? When we look at the Bible and what the Bible has to say about Lot in the Old Testament, we would say, well, that man never was a saved man. But we know from the Scripture in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse number 6 through 8, the Word says this, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overflow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. In other words, he called him a just man, a righteous man. And his soul was vexed in that place. And so it declares plainly that he's a saved man. Now that brings us to the question, when and where was Lot saved? Well, we cannot go to a definite scripture that says when and where he was saved, but we can apply some Bible principles concerning salvation and come up with a proximity of when and where he was saved. I believe the Lord showed me this one day. I know that no two experiences are the same as far as the experiences, but the ingredients and the Bible principles are the same as far as salvation are concerned. So first of all, we have to conclude that Lot did not have as much light, or which is truth or understanding, as Abraham had. Therefore, he could not have been saved until after Abraham was saved. With this principle being true, then, we must establish when and where Abraham was saved before we can begin to pinpoint Lot's salvation. Now, it's not hard to establish when and where Abraham was saved if you'll just look at the Scripture. Paul said in Romans 4:3, for what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now, Paul stated this same basic verse in Galatians 3:6, and in James quoted it in James 2:23. And the Scripture they quoted is Genesis 15:6, which clearly reveals the time, because Genesis 15:1 says, after these things. So therefore, after these things, righteousness was put upon Abram's account. After what things? After God appeared to him in Mesopotamia and said, get thee out of the country and from thy kindred and go into the land that I'll show thee. And that verb is, I'll show thee as you go. That's Stephen quoting that in Acts 7, 2 and 3. And then it was after he dwelt in Haran for a number of years, unable to establish the exact number. May have been from 5, may have been to 32 years. Hard to do as far as the genealogy is concerned, but he stayed there several years in Haran. It's after God spoke to him at Haran when he was 75 years of age when his father died. That's in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 through 4. It's after he entered into Canaan and God had spoken to him again in Genesis 12, 5 through 7. It's after he built altars and worshiped, Genesis 12, 8, Genesis 13, 4. It's after he had gone to Egypt due to famine and passed his wife off as his sister, Genesis 12, 10 through 20. It's after he separated from Lot, Genesis 13, 5 through 13. It's after God spoke to him the fourth time that's recorded in Genesis 13, 14 through 18. It's after he had defeated Chaldeomer and his League of Kings with 318 servants in Genesis 14, 1 through 16. It's after he paid tithes to Melchizedek in Genesis 14, 17 through 24. Then Genesis 15, 1 says, after these things, God spoke to Abram, for his name had not yet been changed to Abraham, at that this time and place, approximately 9 years after Abram entered into Canaan, when he was 84 years old, he believed God and was saved. Genesis 15, 1 through 6 tells us about that. Now, the Bible tells us when and where Abraham was saved. Now, since Lot did not have the light and understanding that Abraham had, that means that Lot was not a saved man when he pitched his tent toward Sodom in Genesis 13, 12. No way. It's hard to tell exactly how much time elapsed after Lot left Abraham until Abraham was saved. It probably was 6 or 7 years. That may much time elapsed. We don't know for certain. But during these years, Lot, being a lost man, was influenced greatly by the course of this world. In other words, in the course of this world is anti-God and rebellion. He's influenced by the prince of the power of the air. And that's the devil and his demons. And that's shown in Ephesians 2:2. When Paul told the saints at Ephesus, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. In other words, they were influenced greatly by the world and by the devil, if you please, at that time. And so was Lot at that time. So as a result of that influence, he, as well as his family, became entangled with the affairs of Sodom. And so when Abraham was saved, he no doubt became concerned about his nephew Lot and made several trips down to Sodom to speak to him so that he might believe God exists and desire him to be his God. Now you say, that's not Bible. I know it's not. But the principle of the human instrument is a must for one to be saved. The Bible said in the book of Acts chapter 8, verse number 31, when the eunuch was coming back, reading a portion of the Bible, Isaiah 53, and Philip heard him read, and he joined himself to the chariot, and he said, do you understand what thou readest? And the eunuch quoted, said this, how can I, except some man should guide me? And therefore, we realize that that's the truth. Some man's got to guide you. He even knew that. He needed some understanding to be saved. Some people say, well, you don't have to know anything to be saved. You're going to have some understanding about sin, about righteousness and judgment. You may not have to know the term, but you're going to have some understanding on, because all the ground on good ground, the seed that fell in good ground, they understand it. That means they had some understanding. How much? Enough. And that's what you must need to know about that. But the principle we're talking about here is that this human instrument is a must for one to be saved. The Bible said in Romans 10:13 through 15, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How can they call on him in whom they've not believed? How can they believe in him of whom they've not heard? How can they hear without a preacher? How can he preach except he be sent? Got to have a human instrument for one to ever be saved. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5, Paul said this. He said, there's the saints at Corinth were fussing over Paul and Apollos and whatnot. And Paul said, who then is Paul and who is Apollos? But ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man. Every man that believed has had a minister, a human instrument, to cross their path. John chapter 17, verse number 20, whenever Jesus was going to the Garden of Gethsemane to drink of that cup and getting ready to go to the cross to drink of the cup of our dregs of our sin. But he made this statement in John chapter 17, verse number 20, in his great intercessory prayer. He said, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. The human instrument word that the apostles was to preach and pass it on to faithful men who in turn would pass it on to others. And so the human instrument is a must for one to be saved. And that was so with Lot down in Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, I don't know how long it took, but I believe it took some time. Probably several trips due to Lot being caught up in materialism and the sins of Sodom. Now, one must come to the end of himself before he's saved. Man's nature is to fight against God. He doesn't want to submit to the Lord. Therefore, God is good to forbear or hold off the wrath that abides on every lost sinner, thus giving him a space of repentance. Romans 2:4, he said, or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. And because you see that wrath is hanging over the head of everyone who's reached the knowledge of accountability. John 3:36 said, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. It remains upon him. And God's goodness is to hold back that wrath to keep a person from dying and going to hell. After he's reached the knowledge of accountability. Now, salvation occurs in an instant. It's instantaneously at the point of believing, at the point of repenting and believing, salvation comes at the point of entering the narrow gate, the straight gate, the restricted gate. But the coming to the end of oneself usually takes some time, especially in Lot's case, because he was so entangled in the affairs of Sodom and so influenced by them, no doubt it took some time. Now, it was approximately 15 years from the time that Abraham was saved until God destroyed Sodom. So he was about 84 years old of age when he was saved and 99 years old when Sodom was destroyed. Therefore, it was sometime during these 15 years that Lot was saved. Now, more than likely, he was saved when Abraham was about 97 years old, or about 2 years before God destroyed Sodom. You may ask, well, how do you determine that, since the Bible does not say so distinctly? Well, again, I go to a Bible principle to declare my position. For instance, 1 John 3:9 declares plainly, in other words, he said in 1 John 3:9, he said, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he's born of God. Now that word commit is a word in the tense of it, and the Greek construction of it means to practice sin naturally and habitually. This is not talking about intermittent sin, when man sins and asks forgiveness and sins and asks forgiveness, but it's talking about a lifestyle of sin, when a man just gets in sin and just goes on down and never turns toward God. He said a saved man can't do that. In other words, we need to rightly divide the Word of God and see that a saved person cannot practice sin naturally. Now, if a person claims to be saved and yet lives in sins of the world for a period of time without the chastisement of God, he's not saved. The Bible says plainly, Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 8, he said, "But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are you bastards and not sons. You're illegitimate child. You're a mouth professor and not a heart possessor," is what it's talking about. Well, you may ask, how long a period of time are you talking about? Well, I can't say exactly, but I do know, I do not believe that one can go 5 years, and I'll put that term on it. I don't believe they can go 5 years or more in sin and live if he's saved, because God is going to deal with him. He's going to carry him home prematurely and say in 5 years, I'm giving the benefit of the doubt, by the way, and it's probably, I don't know where it's at, but I know one thing, you can't go in habitual sin without God dealing with you, and if you refuse, you're in trouble, amen, you're really in trouble. Now, any earthly father who desires to do right will not go 5 years without correcting a son who's wrong, and the Heavenly Father, who always does right, will not let his children get by without correction. First of all, he'll speak to you, then he'll rebuke you, and if one will not repent, he'll scourge you. Then if one refuses to repent, he commits a sin unto death, and we've dealt with that in other questions, and he dies prematurely. And God takes that individual home because he's embarrassing his father. He takes him home early. He'll suffer loss, but he'll be saved so as by fire, as it speaks of the judgment seat of Christ at 1 Corinthians 3:15. Now, that whole process will not take 5 years to be completed. Tradition has taught us that one can go backslidden for years, then get right with God. Well, if you're one of those whose testimony is that you got saved early in life and lived like the devil for years and then got right with God, you better check up, because you didn't get saved like that, because that's against God's Word. And you need to get honest. You see, you need to get honest with God and let Him show you that you've never been saved if you don't have a time and a place where a work of God was done and completed. And that's a Bible principle, and I'd rather stand on a Bible principle than man's tradition. Now, many want to excuse their years in sin by referring to Lot. And you need to quit that, because Lot may not have been saved over 2 years before God took him out of Sodom. Then he destroyed the city. Listen, you need to understand that it's foreign to God's Word for a man to go years in sin and be saved. May the Lord help us. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you, is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.